I apologize for having such an awful voice today, but it's totally not something of my choice. I hope I'll feel better next week. I have a touch of the flu, and we should all be well and have a healthy winter. The topic we will be discussing today is a very special sugya. I do not recall ever discussing this topic, the Rabin, even though it is a very interesting sugya. In this week's parsha, Parshas Vayero, the Torah tells us the story of Lot and his daughters, Latoimel, Abachiro El Atziiro, Ovinu Zaken, the Ish Ayin Ba'aretz, Lavoalinu, Kederech Kolaoretz, Lechon Nashke, Ovinu Yayin, the Nishkovo Imoi, the Nechayim, Ovinu Zora, Vatashken was Ovin Yayin Balailo, who the Tavo, the Kiro, the Tishka, the Sovia, the Layoda, the Shikvo, Ubakumo. Something similar happened in Parshas Noach with Noach and his son, Chum. So the topic we will be discussing, when a man is asleep or drunk, what is his halachic status? Is he considered a Bar Chiyuva or not? With Shlomo Zalman, said a tremendous Kiddush many years ago. And many Sevorim quoted this Kiddush in his name, even though it's not written in Minchas Shloimeh. Rishon Zalman argued that if a person fell asleep out of the sukkah, you do not have to wake him up. He should go into the sukkah, because the mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah is just to set your bed in the sukkah and go to bed in the sukkah. But as long as the person is already sleeping, he is not defined as a bar chiyuva. He is not chayav the mitzvah, and therefore there's no point in causing him discomfort and waking him up from his sleep. Shlomo Zalman went to an even greater extreme, and he argued that if a person is sleeping in the sukkah, if you could take him out of the sukkah carefully, he shouldn't wake up. Then you may pick him up with his bed, take him out of the sukkah to make room for someone else, because once he is asleep, dinei kishoito, and he's not considered a bar chiyuva, and therefore it's not shayach that he does a transgression, because he's potur in a mitzvah. So that chiddush was printed in many forms lately in Halicha Shloimo. Halicha Shloimo is a compilation of Rishon Zalman's Torah, Sukkah, Perek Tet, I think, Sif Yud Zayin, I'm not sure, and the Eniklach, the publishers of the Sefer Halicha Shloimo, make a note that once B'Shas Atchak, he actually passed himself Halacha L'maisa. In my humble opinion, Ketalmid Adan L'fnei Rabbi Yosef B'Karka, I think differently, but before going into argumentation, I just want to mention that one of the great Gedolim 100 years ago writes something similar. Orach HaShulchan, Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chofei Sivov, makes an interesting comment, and he says if a person sleeps with tefillin, there is no problem of Hesach Hadas, because when a person is asleep, he's not considered a Bar Chiyuva, and he is Kemeis, and therefore there is no Avera of Hesach Hadas. He is totally potur min hamitzvos. So the Orach HaShulchan said this comment before Rav Shlomo Zalman, but I think differently. I think that a person that's asleep is a Bar Chiyuva l'kol davar. He only has two problems or two deficiencies. The one is he has no kavana and no mashava while sleeping, and therefore if he performs a mitzvah or an aveda, he bears no responsibility. It is not only lacking kavanas the mitzvah, he is also lacking kavanas the maisa. So whatever he does is considered a misafik, a dovashiyeh mischavin. Even if mitzvah says tzichas kavana, that refers only to kavanas the mitzvah. But if a person does any act or any deed without intention, that is defined as a mesaseh kedov Hashem eschaven, and therefore he bears no responsibility. Another halachic principle would apply to a person while he's asleep, and that is oynis. Oynis lechmona patrei. But he definitely is defined as a bar chiyuva, and therefore we should wake him up, he should go into the sukkah. Because I made my opinion clear at many other opportunities that the concept of lefusha meyesura applies to a person that's oivan and available in the sobishoigig as well, not only to amaze it. Let me try to prove my point from, I think, 7 or 8 sources. Simon Shinayim Beis, Seif Aleph in Yerodeya, the Ramu writes a halacha, taken from Shulis Maharil, if a kohen is asleep and a person passes away in the same house, and the kohen has a problem being exposed to Tumas Oihel, we have to wake him up, tell him there's a deceased person in the room, and he should leave. I see no difference whatsoever between a lav and a mitzvah say. I think, basically, regarding our topic, they're the same. And just like it's a very simple aloha, that we have to wake up a kohen, he should go out of the room and not expose himself to the lav of Tumas Kohenim, the same would apply to a person that's sleeping chutz l'sukkah. We have to wake him up, he should not transgress by the violation of the mitzvah to say, and he should go into the sukkah. Source number 2, Hilchas Tzitzis, Simachos Aleph, Steve Korten Beis, the Mogavon calls the Ari. And this is a very fascinating argument because the Mogavon quotes the Ari quite often. The Mogavon had tremendous reverence of Kabbalistic sources, and it's quite common that he quotes the Ari. But what's unique about this source is that here we have not only the Kabbalah of the Ari, but actually the Lamdas of the Ari. The Ari HaKadosh says one should sleep with tzitzis. He brings a raya, Menachas Mem Gimel of the Beis. The Gemara says, Pamachas Nechis Dovet Lebeis HaMerchat. V'ra'ashahu Arum, he was undressed. And David said, Oili Shani Orum Min HaMitzvus, I am naked from Mitzvus. Nizkar B'milosoi, Menizkaroro Da'atoi. Then he asked, why didn't he make that same comment every night? By night, one doesn't wear tefillin, so why didn't he bemoan himself every night and saying, Oli Shani Orom and Amitris, must be that he wore tzitzis? The Mogen Avraham rejects that argument, and the Mogen Avraham says, well, by night, he had a mezuzah on the doorpost, and therefore he's not Orom and Amitris. It seems to be that the Ari HaKadosh argues that the mezuzah is not on his body, and therefore the concept of Orum Min HaMitzvus is only mitzvahs that you have actually on your body, like tzitzis or tefillin. However, the Mogen Avraham seems to have a very powerful point, because that same sugya, a few lines on top of the story of David HaMelech Bebeis HaMelech, the Gemara says, Chavivin Yisroel, Shesibavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvus, they are surrounded with mitzvus. Tefillin HaRosh HaVazroyoi, since tzitzis B'kanfei Ksusoi, Mezuzah B'fitcho. And that is what the Pasuk means, Sheva B'yoyim HaLalticho. Sheva is 4 tzitzis, 2 tefillin, and mezuzah. And it is upon that comment that Chazal tell the story of David HaMelech B'beis HaMerechatz, who said, Oli Shani Orom Min HaMitzvus. So obviously, the comment was meant to bemoan his situation that he has neither mezuzah, nor tefillin, nor tzitzis. But every night, even though he did not have tzitzis, he still had mezuzah. That's the argument of the Mogen Avraham. Comes along the Netziv. The Netziv says he doesn't understand this entire controversy. When a person is sleeping, he's put him in a mitzvah. And therefore, It's not shayach to say orum min hamitzvahs. He isn't a bar shiyula. He's totally potter and exempt from the mitzvahs. And as long as he didn't fall asleep, the Gemara says in the Masechet Shabbos that David like pasuk tuma v'gersa. So he was learning till he fell asleep, and when he's asleep, put them in a mitzvah. So obviously, the Ari HaKadosh and the Magen Avraham had a different opinion and a different feeling. And this proves my point. When a person is asleep, he definitely is a bar chiyuv. And therefore, even when a person sleeps, the concept of Arum Min HaMitzvahs would apply. Let me make my point in Lambdas. As I said before, the basic argument is, how do we define a person that's asleep? Is he a Bar Chiyuva or not? In my opinion, he's a Bar Chiyuva. However, he cannot perform mitzvahs. He cannot perform mitzvahs. However, some mitzvahs don't really need to be performed. There are various categories in mitzvahs. And when I deal with halachic definition, I'm far better in Hebrew, in the language of the Torah, than in English. So let me use some Hebrew hagdolos. Kasher adam yeshenu lo yechol lekeyem mitzvot aval eshar shemitzvot titkayemna al yaddo. What do I mean to say? Some mitzvahs are an active deed that has to be performed. You have to eat matzah. You have to take a lulav. You have to perform certain mitzvahs. You have to say Berachas Hamazon. There are mitzvahs which are simply being in a situation. Titus is an example. How do we define mitzvah titus? It is not the levisha of the beggar. A person is mekayim mitzvah titus throughout the entire day. Heyot hatzitziyot bekalfei ksuto. There should be titus on the corners of your garment. That is a matzav, a mitzias, and not a maisa. Mitzvah tzitzit mitkayemet al yado. It is not an active performance or deed. I think the same rule and definition would apply to sukkah, because I made my opinion clear at many other opportunities in writing and in oral shiurim. The definition of mitzvah sukkah is teishvu ke'em taduru. One has to live 7 days in the sukkah. That should be his diras kfa. And when a person's kaveh dir in the sukkah, he's makayim the mitzvah even when he's in the market or in shul. He's presently in the marketplace, but he lives in the sukkah. So sukkah, once again, is a matzav, not a maisa. Gam kasher adam lo mekayem mitzvah sukkah, ha-mitzvah mitkayemet. And therefore, these two specific mitzvahs, one could be mekayim even when he's asleep. And they would be similar to Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is not the performance of a certain defined and specific act. It is living and dwelling in the Holy Land. And therefore, in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, one cannot argue you need kavanah. Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah applies only when you're performing a certain deed, a certain act. The mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is more passive. You need to live in Eretz Yisrael. 7 days you need to live in the sukkah. There should be tzitziyot bekanfei aksut. These mitzvahs mitkayemot al yedei adam even when he is asleep. And just like you aren't entitled to take a person out of the soul while he's sleeping, you cannot take him out of the sukkah while he's sleeping. And the Ari HaKadosh argues, even when a man is sleeping, he could have mitzvah tzitzis. In reality, I think the entire sugya, Menachas Mem Gimel, has nothing to do with our discussion. Because, in my humble understanding, when David HaMelech says, Oli Shani Olam in a mitzvah, he is not bemoaning the fact that he isn't Mekayim in a mitzvah. there are some mitzvahs, maybe the most important of them all, that a person could be makayim, even a beis hamechatzan and beis hakisa. Emunas hayichud, ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem. Those mitzvahs could be with us every moment of our lives, regardless of where we are. But the mitzvahs mentioned in the Masechet Menachos are unique. Unique in their symbolism. These mitzvahs are testimony that we are servants of a Kodesh Baruch. A Jewish home has a mezuzah. Derech Biyascha, before entering the house, you see the mezuzah. And in the mezuzah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, sanctifying the Jewish home and testifying, this is the house of an Eved Hashem. Tefillin, Chazal say the Pusuk, Paro Kala Meoz, Ki Shem Hashem Nikro Olecho. What is Titus? In Menachos Mem Gimel, the Gemara says that the Tchelet is Choysim Shol Zohav, Lovan is Choysim Shol Tit. And Tosfos explains the concept, Choysim Shol Tit, a symbol of slavery, servitude. What is unique about this mitzvah is they are upon us. They surround us. They are reminders that we are different. That we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. That is what is unique about these mitzvahs. And when David HaMelech Nizkar B'Milosoi, that is the ultimate symbol of Avdus. Ingrained on our flesh. It is not only on your garments, on your head and upper arm, on your doorposts, but rather on your in your flesh, testifying that we are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chosen people. Chatumim b'ois b'skoish. That is actually what Rav Yitzchak Petterburger argues in his argument with the Beis Halevi. Fascinating Shuvas, Beis Halevi Siman Mem Zayin, Pre Yitzchak Siman Lamed Gimel, in a letter that he writes to the Beis Halevi, and that is basically his approach and his interpretation of the Sugya in Menachos Mem Gimel, which I find very, very appealing. And therefore, I don't really think what we're discussing here is whether a person is Makayim Mitzvah when he's asleep or not. It is not the kiyum of the mitzvah that troubles David and ultimately gave him gratification when he realized Mila al Basura, but rather the symbolism of Avdus. But let's go on and move forward with our discussion. I think the greatest kasha of Shana Zalman Skiddush is actually from Hilchos Sukkah itself, because of the Sheikh Shemus and the Tofa Islamic test brings the argument between the Rishonim. If a person left the Sukkah while it was raining by night and he went to sleep in his house and then the rain is over and the sky is clear, some of the Rishonim, notably the Ran, argue that you have to wake him up, he should go back to the Sukkah. The Rishonim say no, because he was entitled to go into the house to sleep and now Mitzvah put him in a Sukkah. And therefore, he doesn't have to pick up and take together his linen and pillows and cushions and go back to the Sukkah. Therefore, we don't have to wake him up. But it seems to be clear that if he would have a mitzvah to go back into the Sukkah, we would have to wake him up in order he should do so. And that proves contrary to Rav Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush. Could we be mitzaref a person to minyan when he's sleeping? See from the force of Shulchan Aruch, the Menun Hay, see Vav. The Mechaber writes, if one of the 10 people of the Minyan is still in the middle of Shemayin Esra, so we can't answer Amen, or he fell asleep. Nevertheless, we could be mitzvah than the Minyan. If a person while he's sleeping is not considered a Bar Chiyuva, you can't be mitzvah of a Korten or a Shoyte, because they aren't Bar Chiyuv. So, if it's a Mefarsh HaShechanot, you could be Mitzaref, a person while he is asleep, obviously he is defined as a Bar Chiyuv, contrary to the opinion of Or HaShulchan and Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Taz disputes the opinion of the Mechaber, but on one basis. What basis? It's interesting to note that this halacha is nowhere to be found in Chazal. The Beisheshet brings that his great Rebbe, Mahari Beirav, proved this halacha from, if we could be mitzvah of a person that's a middle shmoinis and he can't answer, a person that's sleeping would be the same. So on one hand, this proves that the only problem a sleeping person has is that he's an oinis. He can't answer. But he's a bachil. So the Taz says, it's different. Because a person that's in the middle of the Shemaneser could still listen and Shomei HaKoinah. When a person is asleep, he's not aware of what's being said. On the other hand, the Taz argues, Chazal say, when a person falls asleep, there's a Ruach de Mitzavusa, Ruach Tumo, Shora Alav. So how could he be Mekayim Benigdash Nibetot Bnei Yisrael? But it didn't even occur to the Taz to argue that he's like a Shaita, not a Bachiyuva. So this once again proves that even when a person is sleeping, he still would be considered a Baal Chiyuva. When a person was sleeping the entire month's filler, does he have to say Tashlumin? I think this side once again depends on the basic arguments we are discussing today. If we say when he's asleep he's not a Baal Chiyuva, he's Potter Min HaMitzvah, then there should be no Tashlumin. Oinein Potter Min HaMitzvah, then he has no Tashlumin. So it's a Befer Shalocha, see Falaf and Sibin Tzadik Tet in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. When a person was asleep in Zman Tefillah, he does have to say Tashlumin. It's considered a Shogeg. Once again proving that he's a Baal Chiyuva. So we have two riots on Hilchas Tefillah. The Rishonim and Hilchas Sukkah. Tumas Koyanim and maybe Tzitzis. Let's have a look at Choshen Mishpat. When a person damaged another person's property while sleeping, is he chayav or pasul? That's a Mishnah Mefureshes from Bava Kama Chavav Amadam. Adam mu'ad la'olam. Bein shoygig, bein mezid, bein oynis, bein rotzim, bein er, bein yoshem. So the Mishnah says, a person that damaged another person's possessions or property while sleeping, there is responsibility, and he has to pay compensation. If we would define a person while he's asleep as a person that's not a Baal Chiyuva, he could bear no responsibility. So the Yerushalmi differentiates in Bava Kama Yudala from Midbay is quoted by Tesis in Bava Kama Dala the Mandala. There's a difference whether he went to sleep next to the Kalim, that's not an Oynes Gomer, and therefore he has to pay compensation. If he went to sleep and his surroundings were clear, and it was only after he was sleeping that somebody put down his vessels next to him, then he bears no responsibility. But those are details. That's a major machlokes places and the Ramban, as some of you might know. Places Bava Kama Chof Zayin Amid Beis argues that Oynes Gomer Potur, the Ramban Bava Mesia paid Beis Amid Beis argues even Oynes Gomer Chayev, but we cannot dispute the Mishnah that a person who is mazik while asleep bears responsibility and has to pay. Cheresh Shoyter the Kotten are Potur. So we have another clear proof that a sleeping person is considered a Baal Chiyuva. More than 100 years ago, there was an argument between Gedolei Yisrael whether we could circumcise a person while administering anesthesia. So obviously, when we do milah to babies, nobody anesthetizes them, but when you do it to adults, it's a very painful procedure. Whether we're dealing with a gerus or a Jewish person that for some reason wasn't circumcised as a baby. The Marsham, the great Poysik of his time, Chelek Rossum and Pehe says, why not? You definitely could administer anesthesia, put him to sleep. The Meir Arak, who was the Rav of Turna in Galicia, Shalas Shuvas Yimra Yerusha Chedek Beisim Akuf Mem, says no. And his argument is, pain is part of the mitzvah. That's part of Bris Kodesh. The Medrash said in Parshas Lech Lecho, or the Medrash Malatatu, or the Medrash Avraham Avinu Malatmo, then it's tired the Milosa. So the entire argumentation is only whether there is an objective to feel pain. But nobody argues, well, when he's asleep, he's not about human. He's like dead, so how could we perform a mitzvah on his flesh when he isn't about human? This brings us into a major discussion. What exactly is the definition of mitzvah milah? Is it only the responsibility to be circumcised, the outcome, or actually performing the actual milah? So regarding the obligation upon the father of a child to be mal as beno, that's a machlokes in the Shoinim. Tshuvas Marach Ozeruas in the New Daf argues that the responsibility of the father is just bearing responsibility. But I think regarding the mitzvah resting upon an individual, a gadol, to circumcise himself, I think that would be different. But in any event, on one hand, the moel is the one that actually does the milah. But I do think that the nimoel, the person being circumcised, is an active participant in the mitzvah. He plays a passive role, but his role is central. He's really the one doing the mitzvah. The moel is doing the maisa. But I think that the person actually being circumcised, his is the most important and more significant participation in the mitzvah. And therefore, I think if a person sleeping would not be concerned about chiyuva, that would be enough argument to reject the possibility of anesthesia. And therefore, once again, I think this proves a person that's asleep cannot perform a mitzvah. But Mitzvah Smila anyway is actually performed by the Moel. A Moel who Shoseh at Amila. Ani Moel who Zeh Shemitzvah Mitkayemet Al Yado. And therefore, even when he is asleep, a Mitzvah Mitkayemet Al Yado. As we probably all know, the Moel is a Shaliach of the father, or the person being circumcised. Is shlichus valid when a person is sleeping? Definitely so. That's a gemara mefereshes in Gittin Daf Ayin Amud Beis. There's a machlokes amaru misha achazo kurdaikus. Probably some mental condition. Whether his shaliach could perform as long as he is off track. One opinion says, Mishachas or Kodaikas, Dinaikis Shaita, and therefore the Shlichas is invalidated. The other opinion argues, Dino Kiyashen, and therefore the Shlichas is still intact. So that's a Gemara Mefereshes. When a person falls asleep, his Shliach still could perform what he was authorized to perform in the name of his Mishaleach, and therefore the Moel still could do the Mila, even though the Mishaleach is put to sleep. So all this adds up to my basic argument. Even when a person is sleeping, he is considered a Bar Chiyuva. He is a Noinus. Regarding paying damages, that's the concept of even an Oinus is Chayav L'Shalom, and therefore when he's Mazik while asleep, he bears responsibility. But regarding Mitzvahs and Aveiros, even when a person is asleep, he would be defined and considered a Bar Chiyuv. And therefore, it is simple to me that we do have to wake him up in order he should go into the Sukkah, as we have proved from many sources. There are two Avedas, and this is an interesting point, which a person by nature could be over only while sleeping. Well, maybe I said that in a extreme formulation. One, a person could be over only when sleeping, and one, a person is usually over while asleep. Do you know what a Doresh El HaMeisim is? It's a lav, a transgression. But what does he actually do? I want to quote the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Eizehu Doresh El HaMeisim. It would sound a bit strange, scary, but it is what it is. Eizehu Doresh El HaMeisim. Zehamar'ir et atzmo v'hoylech v'lam v'beis ha'kvoros kedei she'yavo ha'meit b'chalom v'yodi ma yishal alav. You have to fast and then sleep in the cemetery, and the dead will visit you in your dreams, and you could converse with them. Yesh achirim shem lofshim malbushim yiduim v'omrim dvarim makterim ktoret yidua v'yishanim levadam kedei she'yavo met ploni v'yasaperim o b'chalom. There's another mode or another method. They chant certain chants, dress up in certain clothes, and offer certain sacrifices, maktir and ktoris, and then they go to sleep. And the dead, once again, come to them in their dreams. So that is what makes them obviously is a transgression. He could only be over while asleep. Doesn't this prove that even a person that's asleep would still be considered a bar chiyuv? No, I don't think it's a raya. I think the transgression is not when the dead actually come to see you in your dreams, but the preparation, that is esem ha'aveira. It is not machshirei aveira, that's the chait. And I think that's what the Rambam means at the end of this halacha. Kolalei shel doro, kolal oseh maase kedei sheyavo hamet v'yodio loike. Kolal oseh maase kedei sheyavo hamet v'yodio loike. That is actually the aveira. Asiyat ha-maasim. Going to sleep in the basic voice, doing that crazy ktoiris, chanting those chants, that is the chait. It must be so. Because the Rambam in the same Perek in Halachat Zayin, as very well known, writes, and once again I quote the Rambam, "Hidvarim ha'elu kulam divrei sheker v'kazav hem, v'hem shehit'u behem, oiv yavod azor ha'kadmonim legoyei ha'aratzot, kedei shehinhu achareihem. Kol ha'mamin bedvarim ha'elu v'kiyotza behem, v'machashev b'libo shehem emet, v'divrei chokhma, einu elo, menascholam umachasrei hadat." Rambam says, everything I describe in this chapter, kishuf, doresh el hameisim, chotel, nonsense, lo haya velo nivra ve'eino el hamashal. And in days of yore, the priests of Avodah Zarah sold the masses this rubbish only to convince them in the power of Avodah Zarah. So according to the Rambam, it is impossible to argue that the chait is when the dead come to visit us in our dreams, because the dead don't come. It is all fantasy. Well, most of the Rishonim have a different opinion here, but we are learning Rambam. So in the opinion of the Rambam, it is quite clear that the Aveda is not actually what happens while you're asleep, but what you did before you fell asleep. And this is very simple. The other two gives the Gemara of it is a chosam in base. V'nishmarto mekol dovaro shelo yaharher adam biyom v'yavoli day tum'ah belayla. When is the person over a veda? Obviously, when he sees Kerry in the middle of the night. Would that prove that when a person is asleep, he still is considered a Baal Chiyuvah? Once again, I don't think so. I think the transgression is Hirur Aveiro, and not the Tumah Balayla. And therefore, you have to have pure thoughts and mashavas. Guard your eyes, guard your tongue, guard your mind and thoughts. Shelo yahacher adam hirurei avera biyom v'yavo lidei tum'a balayla. In Sifrei Ezer, Chelek Tes Vav, Siman Nun Gimel, there's a fascinating argumentation between three Gedolim. Reb Hesh Pesach Frank, the older of the three, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Reb Leizer Yudel Waldenberg. Reb Hesh Pesach and Reb Shlomo Zalman argued that if at the end of the night, not at the end of the day, but at the end of the night, there was no tumah, then Igor Milchilam Afreya, that there was no Aveira. Rav Waldenberg, on the other hand, argues, no. The Aveira is Etzem Ahiru, Shiachol Lehavile Deitumen. So obviously, these Gedolim discuss the concept I am trying to define. So I think these two sources do not prove that a person is a Baal Chiyuvah in the middle of the night when he's asleep, because the mahus of these two avedas is actually what you do by day and not what happens to you by night. Because even according to my opinion, that a person is a Baal Chiyuvah by night, but nevertheless he definitely is an onus with monopathy. However, one could argue, but you cannot have a tool of onus if you're crazy enough to go to the cemetery and do all those things and to be a Derech HaMeitim. You cannot consider yourself an onus if you were the one that initiated Hirurei Aveira throughout the day. But nevertheless, I do think that the transgression is actually what you do by day and not what happens in the middle of the night. But we have brought many sources at the beginning of this year to prove that even when a person is asleep, he is considered a Baal Chiyuvah and he is chayav the mitzvah lo kidivrei Orach HaShulchan v'minchas Shloim. This is a very broad discussion, but it is a bit difficult for me to speak at length today. I assume it's difficult for you to listen to me because my voice is probably terrible. Probably because I have a slight fever. I forgot to mention at the beginning of this year that this year is dedicated to the Ilui Nishoma of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. Last week was his Yahrzeit. First year since he passed away. He had a Zakomitz Matzeva in Israel, and I'm sure that for his wonderful father, our fellow friend Jackie, and his mother and the entire family, those were difficult days. From the depth of my heart, I'm sure I'm a Shliach Tzibur for all of you to wish Jackie, his wife, and the entire family many more years of health and nachas for everyone. You should only know the Tzedes Tzedes, Yeshuas Menachamais, and Chaim, who was such a pure Nishuma, really a tzaddik, a paragon of Emuna, Dikduka Mitzvahs, Avos Torah, and above everything else, Midas Tzedes. He should be a Melech Yosef for the entire family. Hopefully, I'll feel better next week, and I'll be able to fill in. I apologize for having this year shorter than it usually is. We should only know the status status, Yeshua's Benachomis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishlach Lanu et Moshiach Tzidkenu, Bemheiro, Biyomeinu, Amen.